This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, lawmakers usher in the 117th Congress today, and the U.S. House of Representatives elects a new speaker. Democratic incumbent Nancy Pelosi is running unopposed. A member must receive 50% of the vote, plus one, to assume the role. The 116th Congress closes, having gone through a government shutdown, the impeachment trial of a president, and the deadliest pandemic in a century. And looking to the week ahead, control of the U.S. Senate will be determined on Tuesday when voters in the state of Georgia head to the polls in two Senate runoff elections. The outcome will have implications for President-elect Joe Biden's agenda. Two Democrats will need to defeat two incumbent Republicans for Mr. Biden's party to take control of the Senate. So far, over 3 million early votes have been cast in Georgia. And the new U.S. Congress meets Wednesday to officially count the votes cast by the Electoral College. There are 306 votes for incumbent President Joe, for incoming President Joe Biden, and 332 for President Donald Trump. And then we move forward to the inauguration, which is on January 20th. Another Scottish independence referendum should not take place for a generation, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Sunday. His words came as Scotland's leader renewed calls for a fresh vote in the wake of Brexit. Johnson told the BBC that referendums aren't jolly events, don't unify nations, and should thus be only held once a generation. And India's drug regulator said Sunday it had given final emergency use approval for two coronavirus vaccines. Both vaccines are being produced in India.